this morning. You're very brave to come out, and I'm glad you did. Welcome, Pastor and Mrs. Fung. Glad to see them. And we also welcome our visitors and friends from Emmanuel Church. They're without electricity today. I could associate that. We don't have electricity at home.
很高兴见到冯牧师，也很高兴见到 Emmanuel Church 的华人教会的一些弟兄姐妹。我也知道他们因为教会里面没有电，我的家里也没有电。
This is the second Sunday of the month, and we have a combined service for our second Sunday of the month. So we're glad you're with us today. If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand, and we'll be sure you get one. If anybody did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand.
这是每个月的第二个星期，我们第二星期我们会做一个合在一起的聚会。假如你们没有单张，手里那个白纸的单张可以举手，后面的弟兄会发给你们那个单张。
This year, 2019, we have a new theme for this year, and the theme for this year is take root downward and bear fruit upward.
今年2019年我们有一个新的主题，我们的主题是往下扎根，向上结果。
So we're going to see for this new year, we have two goals in mind as we look at this for this new year. We have two goals in mind.
那我们今年有两个目标。
One goal has to do with our roots and the other with our fruits.
两个目标，一个是扎根，一个是结果。
And today's message, we're going to look at four kinds of trees.
那今天我们的信息要讲四种不同的树。
So from Isaiah 37, we saw this, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit, root downward and bear fruit upward.
从以赛亚书37章我们所看到的，你们要耕种收割，栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果汁，往下扎根，向上结果。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin, prepare our hearts.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this new year. We thank you for this, the word of God that you have for us.
父神，我们感谢新年，感谢你给我们赐给我们话语。
Lord, we pray that our hearts would be open, that the Spirit of God would speak to our hearts today.
求你让我们的心向你敞开，求你对我们说话。
I pray for the filling of your Spirit for your servant to give the words you would have to be spoken.
愿意你的圣灵浇灌你的仆人。
May your spirit move among us.
让你的圣灵在我们心中做工。
May the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified.
让耶稣基督得到荣耀。
And in this year, may we set before us the goal of fruit, of roots going downward and fruits going upward.
那我们今年有这样的主题，我们要向下扎根，向上结果。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣。
So first of all, I want to ask you a question. What does a new year mean to you?
首先我要问大家一个问题，新的一年对你们意味着什么？
It may have many different meanings to you. Maybe you've made different resolutions already.
也许你会有一些新年的决心。
But the new year, it can also mean a new beginning.
也许新年是一个新的开始。
A new beginning is we look at this new year as a new beginning.
我们看新年，我们看到一个新的开始。
Recently, we took the youth bowling.
最近我们带一些年轻人去打保龄球。
There were other activities we were involved in, but in bowling, the group I was with, the youth, half of them wanted to have the bumpers on the side.
那我带他们打保龄球的时候，一半的年轻人他们要找那个保龄球道旁边有保险杠。
They thought it would make them a better bowler. Actually, it just made it easier.
他们说，假如是有保险杠的话，对他们来投球比较容易。
To be a better bowler, really, we need not have the bumpers.
那若是你要真的变成一个好的保龄球手，那你应该不需要那个保险杠。
Maybe you look at the new year, you're thinking.I would like to have bumpers for this year. I don't want to have any difficulties. I want it to be easy.
那也许我们大家许多人会想到新年的话，我需要有一个保险杠，希望我们新年变得，这个新的一年变得一些容易一点。
But realize that the difficulties are what help us to grow. The difficulties is what makes us stronger.
但我希望大家明白，实际上困难跟试炼使我们变得强壮。
Let me ask you another question. What do you do when you don't know what to do?
还有一个就是当你不知道该做什么时候，你会怎么做？
I heard a preacher once said about this, I thought it was very good. He said that when you don't know what to do, do what you know to do.
他说有一个传道人说，假如你不知道该怎么做，你就做你所能做的。
We don't know what to do, do what you know to do. And as Christians, we know that we're to trust in God.
就是作为我们基督徒的来说，若是我们在困境当中不知道做什么时候，我们应该做我们所做的。
When I was 18 years of age, the first year of college, it was around New Year's time, and I received a letter from my mother.
当我18岁去大学读书的时候，大概是新年左右的时候，我从我妈那边收到了一封信。
I've not told many people about this, but I received this letter from my mother, and my mother wrote in the letter that they were having marriage problems, and she wasn't sure she could live with my father anymore.
可能我没有告诉许多人这样的故事。那我妈妈在这个信中告诉我，她说她跟我的父亲有这个婚姻上的问题，也许他们不能继续生活在一起。
And I thought, what can I do? What can I do?
但我在想，那我能够做什么呢？
The only thing I could think to do is what I did. I took that letter and I laid it down on the floor where I prayed, and I prayed over that letter fervently, asking God to intervene, asking God to help.
那我所能做的就是我把那个信放在地上，我跪在那边向神祈求，我们热切的向神祈求。
Now I'll tell you later what happened, but I want to tell you first of all why I did that.
那也许后面我会告诉大家这个结果是什么，那现在我要告诉大家我为什么这样做。
What did Hezekiah do when he did not know what to do?
那我们可以从希西家的故事看，那他在那样的情况下他做了什么。
And so I had, at that time, I had just read about Hezekiah.
那在那时候我正是读到希西家的故事。
And King Hezekiah had received a letter from Sennacherib, and he was the commander of the Syrian army. And he told him that you are surrounded, you have no hope.
那希西家当时候收掉了亚述那个指挥官西拿基利的一封信，他告诉说你投降吧，你没有什么希望。
And so Hezekiah took that letter and spread it out before the Lord. And prayed over that letter before God.
那希西家当时收到信的时候，他就把那信撒在地上，然后向神祈求。
And because he prayed, God gave him a sign, and God also gave him a promise.
那因为他向神祷告，神给了他一个承诺，一个标志。
And here we see the words that we read today, sow and reap.Plant vineyards and eat their fruit, and take root downward and bear fruit upward.
那就是我们今天刚刚读到的，你们要耕种收割，栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子，往下扎根，往上结果。
So when you don't know what to do, you pray about it, and God gives you a promise, and you lay hold of that promise, and that's what I did.
当你不知道该做什么的时候，你就向神祈求，向神祷告，神就会给你许诺。
So what is our theme for this year? We already talked about this, to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
就像我们今年主题所要讲的就是往下扎根，向上结果。
So our key idea here is that we have a promise for a new beginning.
那关键的一个问题就是我们对新的起点我们有一个承诺。
God hears our prayers. He restores us and He gives us a new beginning.
所以神听我们的祷告，他会恢复我们，给我们一个新的起点。
We see in Isaiah 42 and verse 9 these words, See the former things have taken place, and new things I declare.
那以赛亚书42章9节讲到，看那先前的事已经成就，现在我将新事说明。
This is a new year, this is a new beginning. There are new things that God has for us and for each of us.
这是一个新年，我们知道神有一个新的起点，他会给我们新的承诺。
So let us take a look at the roots and the fruits of four different trees.
让我们一起来看一下这个四种不同的树。
What can we learn from these trees?
我们可以从这些树当中学习什么呢？
Which tree represents you now and which tree do you want to be like?
那哪个树是代表你现在的状况？那你想成为哪一种树？
Now it's interesting, the word tree comes from an old English word, trium.
这个树这个词从一个旧的英语词根里面是树。
And akin to this word is word, we get the word truth.
那个在字根跟事实真实是一个从的一个词根。
And so truth is a deeply planted idea.
所以这个真理实际上是深深的扎在根里面。
And so we see here that the tree is rooted in truth and that Jesus is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以就像耶稣所说我是真理道路生命一样这个事实真理是深深扎根。
So let's look at tree number one.
我们先看第一种树。
Here is a tree with no root and no fruit.
那第一种树它没有根也没有果子。
In Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist said these words, And do not think you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down,And thrown into the fire.
马太福音第三章九节到十节，使徒约翰他讲：“你不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧头已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。”
So John the Baptist reminding them that the root is not Abraham.But the root is our relationship with God, that we are rooted in the truth, that we are rooted in Christ.
那使徒约翰提醒我们，实际上我们的根不是亚伯拉罕，不是亚伯拉罕做我们祖宗，而实际上是我们跟神的关系。
So each of us need to have a personal relationship with Christ. We don't go to heaven because our parents are Christians. We don't go to heaven because Abraham is our father.Spiritually, he is our father, but physically, we're relying the Jews of the fact that Abraham was their ancestor.
我们做基督徒的是，我们要看到我们达到天堂的，不是因为我们有亚伯拉罕这样的祖先，像犹太人这样的认为，他们有亚伯拉罕做祖先，他们就可以到天堂。
We see the words here, how they were fulfilled, that God did lay the axe to the root of Israel, and he to bring judgment, he brought judgment upon the Israel.
实际上我们看到神已经他用的斧子在砍在以色列的树根上。
This is a lesson for us, not only the nation of Israel, but us as individuals, that God can also bring that axe to our roots, that there is no fruit for God.
Yeah, 对我们个人来说，对国家也好，我们看到神是他可以砍掉那个树根。
So here's the problem of the first tree.This tree is described as being a twice dead tree.
那我们先看到的这一个树，它是一棵两次死了的树。
We see the words here in Jude chapter 12. These people are autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead.
就在犹大书里面讲到，这样的人是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
So we look here, as John the Baptist looked at the Pharisees and the Sadducees, these religious leaders, that they were dead on the inside, no root, and they were dead on the outside, no fruit.
所以就施洗约翰看那些法利赛人，看撒都该人，他说他们在里面是死的，在外面也是死的，没有果。
Twice dead, no root, no fruit.
是两次死的，没有根，也没有果子。
So we need to learn from this. The solution is this. John the Baptist also told them that they needed the need for repentance. Repent was the message he gave, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
所以西学约翰对他们讲，你们要悔改，悔改因为天国近了。
This is the same message that Christ came preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven has come near.
这是同样的，耶稣基督也对他们讲，你要悔改因为天国近了。
And then reminding us to produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
他们也告诫我们，要我们以悔改的方式生出果子。
Now, keep in mind that repentance is not merely changing our mind about something. Yes, involves a change of mind, but more than that, it's a change of life.
我们要知道我们悔改不是简单的我们的思想意念改变，而是我们的生命要被转变。
Involves our forsaking sin and turning to God.
让我们要放弃罪恶，我们要然后转向耶稣基督。
And so the application is very clear. A twice dead tree that has no root, no fruit, needs to repent or face the judgment of God.
那死了两次的树，既没有根也没有果子，他们要悔改，要面对神的审判。
And so as we repent and turn to God, then we have a promise of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
要悔改转向神，就像哥林多后书所告诫，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Now there are signs of a dying tree. Maybe you have some dying trees around your house.There are signs of a dying tree.
也许你看到过那个死的树。
There's decaying, there's drying up of the wood, there's few or no leaves and weak branches.
你会看到那个树会腐朽，没有它的树叶。
Now if I were to take you to my neighborhood today, looking up and down that street, you would see a lot of weak branches have fallen down.
若是你到我的邻居附近，你会看到许多树，它比较软弱，它的枝都已经断了。
And because of that, we have no electricity.
就是因为那些断了枝，所以我们没有电了。
So we need to look at this tree. What can we learn from this tree?
我们要看到我们在这个树上，我们能够学到什么。
Maybe you can think of an example of someone who would be like this tree.I think of in Jude, and verse 11, right before verse 12, there are some examples given to us here.
也许在犹大书上我们可以看到那些象征的那个例子。
And verse 11 of Jude, it says, Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain.
那第十一节，犹大书第十一节就讲到
The way of Cain. The way of Cain is that he thought he could do it his own way. I do it my way. I bring my own works. I bring my own crops, to God, and surely God will accept that.
Yeah, 所以他就讲到就是他们就有祸了，因为他们走在该隐的道路上。该隐他觉得自己可以按照自己的方法给神献祭。按照自己的方式给他把自己的产物献给神。
Now look with me at the second tree. Tree number two is a tree with root, but no fruit.
第二种树我们可以看到那个树是有根的， 但是它没有果子。
Read these verses in Luke chapter 13, we read these words. And then he took this parable, he told this parable, a man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. And he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. And so he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it. I will fertilize it.
在路加福音第十三章，我们讲到一个比喻。他说，有一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不到，对管园的人说，看啊，我这三年来在这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占土地？管园的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土加上粪。
I remember one time hearing years ago a message that was brought on this parable. This year, give me one more year, this year, to fertilize that I might bring forth fruit.
我记得我以前有过这样的信息，我就讲啊，给我多一年在这个树的附近让我们施上肥。
So what is the problem here? This is a fruitless tree.
这个问题是这个树是没有果子的树。
We read again in Matthew chapter 21, early in the morning, as Jesus went on his way to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. And then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately the tree withered.
我们看到耶稣在马太福音当中，他也讲到在早晨回城的时候，耶稣饿了，他看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，但是在树上找不到什么，只不过有叶子，就对树说，从今以后你永不结果子，那无花果树就立刻干枯了。
So a fig tree that has leaves should have fruit.
那无花果树它有叶子，它应该有果子。
The fruit is beginning when the leaves come out and the fruit begins to show itself. Maybe it's green, it blends in with the leaves. But you move the leaves, you ought to see fruit.
那因为你看到那个无花果树它的也许那个果子是被树叶给遮盖的，但你把那个树叶挪开的时候，你应该看到这个果子。
So we see here that this tree had no fruit and it withered. Christ put a curse on it. It withered.
我们看到这不结果子的树被耶稣诅咒，它就变枯干了。
And here he's speaking of the nation of Israel and that they should have had fruit, but they did not. They had the root. They had the words of God, the law of God. They had Abraham as their ancestor, but they had no fruit.
那耶稣对以色列人也说，就是说虽然你们有亚伯拉罕做祖先，但是你们不结果子。
They had a profession of faith, the leaves, but they did not have fruit.
你们也许说我们是信神的，但是你们这个没，但是你们不结果子。
So Jesus tells us a solution to this problem. There's a need for cleansing.
那耶稣对他们说那个解决的方法是你们要洁净。
And so Jesus showed them this. The temple was there, but there was no fruit. And so Jesus went and he cleansed the temple.
所以当耶稣看到那殿中没有果子的时候，他就要清洁那个殿。
And chapter 21 verse 13, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers.
在那边21章13节，他告诫他们说，经上所记着，我的殿必为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And so he found nothing but the profession of faith. He found that this temple, it had no fruit, and so he cleansed it.
他所看到的是只是口头的宣称但是他没有看到那个果子，就看到那个殿像是变成一个贼窝了。
An application of this is that a fruitless tree needs to be pruned.
那一个没有不结果子的树是需要被剪去的。
In John 15:2, it reminds us that He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
约翰福音里面讲到，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就会剪去。
And so, I want to show you a picture here of a tree that's in our back, in our backyard. Several of you have been to our home, and we have some apple trees, and then we have a garden. Behind our garden is a hedge apple tree.
我让这棵树是种在我后院的，是一棵苹果树。
Now this hedge apple tree is an example of our next one. But I want you to think about this. The second tree with no fruit, I'm reminded of that example that was in Jude that was given the error of Balaam.
这个树提醒我，就是这个树是实际上是没有果子的。
Balaam, God spoke to him, but he wouldn't listen. He wanted to do it his way. The error of Balaam is like a fruit, has a root, but no fruit.
虽然他神对他说话，但他要按自己的方法行事。
Now we come to tree number three. And here is a bad tree with bad fruit.
我们现在要看的是第三种树。第三种树是它是坏的树，结坏的果子。
Now that hedge apple tree, you can't eat that. Nobody can eat that. My wife says that in Texas they feed those to horses, but I don't know. I know humans can't eat that. It's not a good tree. It's a bad tree with bad fruit, and that tree is example.
那我家后院那坏的苹果树，它上面结的果子人是不能吃的。虽然我太太说这在德州他们会把这个果子给动物吃，给马吃，但是我觉得这个是不好的。
Here Jesus said these words, Matthew chapter 7. He said, "By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A bad tree bears bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire."
在马太福音耶稣说，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上且能摘葡萄，那吉利且能摘无花果呢？唯独坏树结坏果子，坏树不可能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就要砍下来丢在火里。
So here's a bad tree with bad fruit. It has bad roots.
所以这边我们讲的这树是坏的树结坏的果子。
And so the problem here, this tree, we see that this is a diseased tree.
所以我们看到的这是一个生病的树。
In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus also said these words, "Make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. An evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored in him."
马太福音讲到十二章讲到树坏果子也坏，因为看果子就可以知道树，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
So we see that the root is bad, the tree is bad, the fruit is bad.
根是坏的，树也是坏的，果子也是坏的。
And the solution is there's a need for a revival. There's a need for new life. You must be born again, Jesus said in John chapter 3.
所以耶稣说你的唯一的拯救办法就是需要更新，你必须得到重生。
There's no other way.
没有其他的办法。
A bad tree needs new life.
坏的树需要一个新的生命。
Even Nicodemus, who was religious, came to Jesus at night, and Jesus said, "You must be born again."
就像尼哥底母到耶稣面前，耶稣对他说，你要重生。
We're reminded of the fact here, the fruit you can see is always a result of the root you cannot see.
我们这边所要提醒大家的就是，当你看得见那个果实，实际上是从那看不见的树根里面来的。
I know we can't see people's hearts, but Jesus told us that The fruit is an indication of what's in the heart, the root.
我知道我们大家看不到别人的内心所想的地方。那耶稣所讲就是你看不到心，但是可以看到他结的果子。
And so, we're reminded here of the fact that there's a good example of this in the third example that we see in Jude. He gives us an example to beware of the rebellion of Korah.
所以这边我们看到是我们心中内心当中有一个反叛的心。
Here we are to be, take a look at what Jesus says here. Jesus is saying very simply for us, faith without fruit is dead.
所以在这边我们看到若是我们的信心没有行为那是信是死的。
Very similar to what James tells us, faith without works is dead.
就像雅各告诫我们的若是我们的信心没有行为是死的信心是死的。
We don't trust in our works to be accepted. We're saved by grace and by grace alone.
我们并不是因为我们所做的行为得救我们是靠我们的信心得救。
But if we have life within us, we have fruit that we will bear.
但若是我们有这个新的生命我们一定会结新的果子。
And so we come to tree number four, a good tree with good fruit.
这边我们看到第四种树，那是一个好的结好的果子的好树。
And so Jesus said here, likewise every good tree bears good fruit because it has good roots. And a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. And thus by their fruit you will recognize them.
这边我们看到好树结好果子，好树不会结坏的果子。凭着他们的果子，你就可以认出他们来。
We have three good trees in our backyard. They're apples trees.
在我家的后院有三棵好的苹果树。
And they produce good apples.
他们结好的苹果。
Still, we still have that hedge apple tree. I wish it would learn from the other trees.
我希望我们家呢坏的苹果树能够从好的苹果树学到一点东西。
So here's the potential we see. This is a healthy tree.
我们可以看到这是一个健康的树。
Jesus said, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him.
耶稣说你们或以为树好果子也好因为看果子就可以知道树善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
And so this is very important for us to know this. And even in nature it produces after its kind. It's also true in the spiritual realm. Good fruit comes from a good tree. But bad fruit comes from a bad tree.
就是这不仅仅是一个自然现象是在我们的属灵的生命当也是这样。若是一个健康的树你就会结好的果子。
I look over here, every one of you today, and we think about this year, this new year, there is the potential that we could bear good fruit for God.
我看到我们这边在座的每一位在新的一年里我愿你们都能够结出好的果子。
But we need to understand the principle here.
但我们应该明白这个原则在哪儿。
The principle is very fine throughout the Bible. We'll be speaking more on this in the future, but sow and reap. Sow and reap.
那这个原则是播种和收获。
There's a need for planting and growing and bearing fruit.
我们需要种植需要结果。
And Wednesday nights this year, we're looking at the Psalms. Every Wednesday night, we're going through two or three Psalms and learning from the Psalms,how we can use the Psalms to pray and to give praise to God.
星期三的祷告会我们今年会看我们现在在看诗篇。
We also look at the promises of, that are found in the Psalms for prayer. And so the first week we looked at this, Psalm 1, verses 2 to 3.
这边我们看到诗篇第一章二到三节。
Whose delight is in the law of the Lord?Who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers.
啊，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，此人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不干枯。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
We're also encouraging each other to read through the Bible this year. Wherever you're at, we have on the back table, and the table in the back, there's different plans for reading through the Bible.
我也愿意鼓励大家，能够在今年也读，把圣经读一遍。在外面那个桌子上，它有一些这个圣经读的计划。
But here, look carefully at this. It's not just reading those scriptures, but delighting in them. Loving the Word of God, meditating, thinking upon it, pondering it.
那不单单是要读，然后我们要昼夜思想。
And then that person, as they meditate upon the Word of God, put their roots go down in the truth of God's Word, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water.
当我们昼夜思想神的话语，我们就像树一样，它的根就会长得深。
It will have fruit, and it will not wither.
那我们有这样的生根的树，我们就会结果子，我们的叶子也不会干枯。
So we're reminded, you reap what you sow.
那告诫我们就是，我们播种，我们就会有收获。
Galatians 6:7 tells us this, we need to sow God's Word in our hearts, and then we need to live it out in our lives.
加拉太书讲到我们要把我们的我们要把我们的话语种在我们的心里，我们的才能够结果子。
We have good roots, we have good fruits.
我们有好的根，我们才有好的果子。
And so the application is here, a good tree planted and growing in Christ.
在基督里栽种并成长的好树。
And John 15, we're going to look at this later more in detail, but Jesus said, I am the true vine, and we're to let our roots go down in the true vine. We have roots in Christ.
在约翰福音15章约翰福音15章讲到，我是真正的葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
He reminds us that we have to remain in Him, and as we remain in Him, then we will bear fruit.
耶稣告诫我们，我们要常常住在他里面，那他也常常住在我们里面。
And no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in Him, in Christ.
枝子若不在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若常不常在我里面，也是这样。
And so our key application is this, to bear good fruit for God's glory. John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
所以我们的应用就是我们要为神的荣耀结出好的果子。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Now think about the trees.
那让我们再想一想这些树。
Job 14:7 tells us, at least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail.
约伯记里面讲到，树若被砍下，还可指望发芽，嫩枝生长不息。
Now, maybe a good picture of this is what you see here.
也许你们看到的是这幅图画是一个好的图画。
Maybe the storms came along, a wind blew this tree over, it fell years ago, but it never gave up, it still had roots, and therefore it grew the leaves and the fruit.
也许暴风雨吹倒了这棵树，但是这个树的根还在，它没有完全的放弃，所以从这个树枝上它又长出新的树来。
There's a lesson in this tree for us. You may fall, but you keep going, and you bear fruit.
这个树给我们的教训就是，虽然也许我们会在路上跌倒，但是我们永远不要放弃。
You're reading through the Bible this year. Maybe there was some reason you didn't read that day. Don't give up. Oh, I can't do this. Just continue the next day. Continue.
虽然我们，比方我们有读经计划，也许你有一天特别忙，你就没有读，但是不要放弃，明天重新读。
Now, we're reminded by Paul in Ephesians and in Colossians where we need to have the roots.
那我们保罗在以弗所书哥罗西书告诫我们。
Look with me at Ephesians 3:16-17. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
保罗说, 求他按着他丰盛的荣耀,接着他的灵,叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。 使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
We are rooted in God's love.
我们的爱心有根有基。
And then Colossians chapter 2, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him.
就像哥罗西书当中保罗也讲，你们既然接受了 主耶稣基督就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造。So
we are rooted in Christ and in God's love.
我们接受了耶稣基督，接受了他的爱。So
consider how a good tree grows. Jeremiah 17 verse 8. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never, never fails to bear fruit.
想象一下这个好的树是怎么成长的? 耶利米书提醒我们,它必像树栽在水旁,在水边扎根,炎热到来并不惧怕,叶子仍青翠,在干旱之年毫无挂虑,而且结果不止。
So we are like trees, we're planted in the love of God, we're planted in Christ, we're sending out the roots, and we're growing.
我们就像树,栽种在耶稣基督的爱里面。
And then I could look with me at one other verse. In Psalm 92, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree, and they will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. And they shall bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green.
让我们再看一段经文，在诗篇92篇，一人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。他们栽种在耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了浆汁而常发青。
So in closing, I want to look at these two trees closely.
在结论的时候,让我们看这两种树。
First of all, the palm tree. I want you to consider this palm tree with me.
你们先看一下,这是棕榈树。
It represents the individual Christian life, living for God, even in the middle of adverse conditions.
这就像基督徒,在一个恶劣的环境当中。
You see, a palm tree can grow in the desert because its roots go down very deep. It can grow in the desert.
棕榈树甚至能在沙漠中成长，因为它的根很深。
A palm tree can also grow along in Florida because its roots are not only deep, but they're thick, and the hurricanes cannot blow them over.
像佛罗里达的地方，你也看到棕榈树，那因为它的根很厚，所以它能够阻挡飓风的袭击。
So we need to be like the palm tree.
我们就要像棕榈树那样。
But the other tree I want you to see that was in, not only do we, even in old age, we're fresh, we're green, we're growing like that palm tree.
那另外一种树我们看到的是像香柏树。
And the second tree is the cedar tree. And the cedar tree, we can learn much from it.
那第二种树是香柏树。
It represents the collective Christian life. For cedars grow in forests, not like the palm tree. And cedars help each other, they support each other, they protect each other. So Christians seek the fellowship with one another.
那香柏树它不是单独的像棕榈树那样，它是在森林当中，成片成片的生长。
And so the cedar tree grows together in a forest. And that's a picture to us of the church. And as we saw in Psalm 92, it told us there that we are to flourish in the courts of our God. Then in the house of God we're to flourish.
所以这个香柏树象征我们基督徒，我们互相彼此在一起生长。就像这个诗篇92篇讲的，我们发旺在神的院中。
And so our two goals for this year are this, to be rooted deeply in Christ and to bear fruit for Christ.
所以我们今年的希望是我们要生根在耶稣基督里面，生根也要结果。
Be like the palm tree individually as Christians growing. Be like the cedar tree together as a church growing.
我们个人要像棕榈树那样，我们的根长得扎得深。 但是我们作为一个整个教会，我们要像香柏树那样，我们彼此之间一起扶持。Let's
close in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reminder that you give us here in the scriptures.
好，父神，感谢你，通过你的话语教导我们。We
want to be like good trees with good fruit and good roots.
我们愿意成为这好树，有好的根，有好的果子。
Help us this year to take root downward and to bear fruit upward.
让我们今年能够向下扎根，向上结果。
Help us to have deep and thick roots in your word, in your truth, and in Christ.
帮助我们的根深根，在你的话语当中，在你的真理上有长进。
Help us to learn from that palm tree and help us to learn from the cedar tree to grow together and to encourage one another that we might grow and be strong.
帮助我们就像学那个棕榈树，我们个人有长进，也像香柏树，我们彼此之间有建造。Oh
Lord, I pray this year that you would help us to have good roots and good fruits.
主愿祷告，帮助我们，让我们能够向下扎根，向上结果。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。